How many new patients do you see that you're evaluating for the first time just presenting with indolent lymphoma per, let's say, month? How often do you see that situation yourself?
Well, in our group, we probably see 5 to 10 per month. But often they're referred in with someone already have done something.
All right. Well, let's just create a theoretical scenario of the next 10 people you are likely to see. Granted, I don't know how typical or atypical they might be. How many of them there after that very first visit, again, they just haven't been treated, they're just being evaluated, are going to walk out of there with the concept of, we're not doing anything right now?
Probably 4.
But 6 will get treated.
If they have symptoms, if they
require
therapy.
That's kind of display in what you see.
Yeah, I probably almost half, close to half of the patients I'm comfortable observing. But again, it just depends on who comes in the door.
Okay, just kind of ballpark. Okay, so now of those half, how many will end up getting treated in the next 6 months?
The average time to treatment is about 3 years.
3 years. Interesting.
So maybe a little less than that. But it depends entirely, again, on how symptomatic they are. And it depends on how comfortable they are with this approach. And so you see patients who are very nervous, who want to be treated. And, you know, if they have advanced stage follicular lymphoma and have significant disease, I am not saying they should wait until they've got kilograms of tumor or they're, you know, having, desperately needing treatment. I believe that a short period of observation can tell you whether the disease is progressing or whether it's completely stable. And those patients in whom it's absolutely stable and in fact even regresses, I think there is no compelling reason that they have to be treated. On the other hand, those patients who you come in and the next time their lymph nodes are bigger, then I think the handwriting's on the wall and I don't think you have to wait until they're, again, very sick to treat. When you point out to them, as they will often tell you, look, I've had these lymph nodes for 8 years already, right? I never even bothered them, and they've had these lymph nodes, and they never bothered me, and I finally went in the doc. I said, hey, I've had this lymph node for 5 years,
and
they take it out, and now they're telling me I have follicular lymphoma. Those patients aren't really pressed to want to do something because they say, look, I've felt these lumps and bumps for a long time. Somebody who has it come up, you know, boom, they've got a lymph node. It wasn't there a month ago, now they've got a big lymph node. Those patients are more likely to be kinetically active. They're more nervous about their disease, and they're more likely to progress.